Blog Talk Radio.
About his Atlanta Actors Award show, which is tomorrow. I'm so psyched because I'm a co-host of the show. And, I mean, it's going down. Everybody in the city, everybody in Georgia is going to be there. If you don't have your tickets, you better get them now. I'm going to play one song, and then we're going to get Kelvin K. Chill Harris on the line, and we're going to find out all about
I was
the show
trying
tomorrow
to get it out
and
here.
What's going on. So
I
hang in there. We're going to come right back with Kelvin K. Chill Harris of Chill Zone Entertainment.
Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get fly. I don't get tired.
Full-time artist, ex-guardy said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail, if it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpened, you the dag on they hindquarters, and they all acting, rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after, first look, it was all laughter, Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe, dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it, aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get fly.
We share a car, my hat never couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel. Walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They can give up as I tell them get lost. 6 years ago, I just purchased a farm. Most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas. Well, it's the yoga be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. She said I'm with. Shawty be doing a shit. And it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a glance.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I wanna pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get fly. I don't get tired.
Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are. ain't never since been like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't let me push it, just be who you are.
Get it, get mine. I got six jobs, I don't get tired.
I was trying to get it, I live. I want some dead presidents. I want to pull up.
Whoa, how's everybody feeling tonight? Oh my God, it's so exciting. Calvin, are you on the line?
Yes, 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 I'm here. How you doing?
Hey, Chill, how you doing?
It's been a minute since I talked to you.
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You have to be busy. I mean, you have so much going on, so many people involved. The Atlanta Actors Award Show, Sunday, March 19th. At the Museum Bar. Kelvin, tell us what's going on and how did you come up with the idea for this event?
Well, the idea came about when I was nominated for two awards, Rising Star and Actor of the Year Award, and somebody won that none of us really knew. We didn't know who he was or why he won, and we was looking around. And
uh-huh.
I know for a fact two of my friends are killing the game. My boy Andre Brody, Sir Brody, and Alvin Thomas, you know, I looked up to these guys because they were way more busy than me. It wasn't even about me winning.
Uh-huh.
It was like, well, why ain't these guys nominated? Because I know they out there.
Oh,
oh my
okay.
God. Mm-hmm. The Furious. They was killing it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do my own show because the
right.
people that's really working ain't even getting recognized. And that's how it came.
Wow. Exactly. And you know what? That's what I always say, Chill. I'm like, you know what? If you want something done, just do it yourself. Create your own opportunity. That way, you know, you can never complain because you're the creator of it. And so now you have so many people involved in it, and it seemed like it's just a snowball effect. More and more people are becoming involved in it. How did that happen?
Oh, my God. I could just say God. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It started out, I started promoting and putting it out there, and I made sure that the actors that I know are working and grinding, you know, was a part of it.
Right.
As well as other actors started reaching out that I didn't know, and their booking agents
mm-hmm.
and managers started reaching out. Next thing you know, it was just crazy. Joe Torre reached out to him,
wow.
Grubman from Fifth Four, Carl Payne
mm-hmm.
from Martin Show. And of course, you know, we're doing a big tribute to Tommy Ford. I mean, that right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just snowballed because everybody that's working as an actor, they do this. This is their life. This is their, some
exactly.
of them, it's their livelihood. So when they find out that they have a platform to actually shine and speak and be heard, they reached out.
Mm-hmm.
People inbox Instagram, they Facebook me, they reached out because this was their chance to shine. All the movies that have been shot in Atlanta, millions of dollars being created, and no platform
mm-hmm.
for them to be acknowledged. And that's
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is Joe Torre's first award, and I could not believe it.
Are you kidding me?
This
Man, and Joe
award.
Torre has been in the game for like how long? For like so many years.
He's the veteran, a legend. From Poetic Justice down to How to Be a what is it? Sprung and just
yeah.
so many. The
yeah.
Def Comedy Jam. How do you not be awarded after all these years and all that work and service you put in the game? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Wow. Wow. So you already answered my next question, Chill. Right. Right.
What's that?
You already answered my next question because I was going to ask you what is the caliber of some of the guests who will be attending, and I mean I know a lot of people are going to be surprised. So tell us the caliber of some of the people that will be attending tonight, some of the presenters, some of the honorees.
Oh my God, we got some of everybody. Clifton Powell, Pierre. Mm-hmm. See, we grew up on all these people, and I've been a fan of all these people. And there's gonna mm-hmm. be some more surprises that even I don't know who's gonna fall through. Like we got some Real Housewives of Atlanta cast is gonna come through. Some Samaritan Medicine cast is coming through. Some Selling It in the ATL cast. Matter of fact, there's some of them are presenters. We got Boss Chick Janet Jackson. Some of the mm-hmm. everybody that's moving, shaking Atlanta. I reached out to them as a presenter. If they're not an actor, then they're presenter. So the Who's Who of Atlanta is going to be with us tomorrow night.
Right, right. That sounds cool. That sounds like it's going to be a great show. I'm so psyched. I had been searching and searching for the right outfit. I didn't find it until last night, Chill. And then when I told you, the color I was wearing, just to make sure, you said that you kind of had like the similar type of thing going on, so I was like so happy. I was like, okay, yes, everything's falling into place. I can't wait. I'm on site. Everybody's been, contacting me, asking me, Racine, what should I wear? Asking me about seating and stuff like that. Matter of fact, can you tell us an idea of what the seating or how that will be? Because I have people contacting me just to make sure they want to be there on time, to be able to see everything.
I would suggest everybody get that 6 o'clock shot for red carpet to get good seating.
Okay.
The seating is going to be first come, first serve type of setting. It's going to be an mm-hmm. intimate award show. It's not going to be like the big stadium seating like you see on TV, not for this first one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that for the second annual. We're going to do it real big. Like, we were actually going to try to do it as big as having Vivica Fox host this one and do radio mm-hmm. and TV for this first one. But the timing was short, so we're going to be in a little more intimate setting. You're going to be able to actually reach up and shake hands to the actor that's winning the award. You're going to be up close and personal with these people.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
And it's going to be an intimate thing. Yeah, so this is, you're going to be able to say thank you and tell them congratulations and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited. Everybody got me so amped up because they're more excited than I am.
Right, right. I know. See, and you never really realize the impact that something that you do has on someone else. And just like you said, these people have been doing this for years. This is their livelihood. This is their craft. This is how some of the people make their money just like 24/7, and to be recognized for something that they do anyways, that's like a blessing, Chill, for you to be able to do that for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear the testimonies of the sacrifices that some of these actors made to shine and be where they at. Like the, mm-hmm. the guest we got on the phone, wait till you hear him mm-hmm. talk. And my other guest that's on the phone, Miss Wanda South Beach Toe. We all love that show. And with our other guest, Greenleaf.
That is yes. As a matter of fact, if you want to bring Julian on the line right now, do you guys want to talk to Julian? He's on the line waiting to talk.
Julian is a turtle for Greenleaf, who plays opposite with Oprah Winfrey.
Exactly.
I know y'all watching the show.
Exactly. Julian, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. How's everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Now, you know what? I'm doing great. So thank you so much, Julian, for calling in at the last minute. I know that everybody is, like, so busy trying to get ready for this show tomorrow. And, I was like, Chill, let's have some of the people call in who are a part of this just to give, everyone, the audience and the listeners, an idea of, like, the momentum, the excitement, and just the caliber of people that will be attending and who are involved. So thank you so much for your time. Now, what can you tell us, what does this mean to you?
Oh, man. I mean, this is everything is still, I've learned to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and right now, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of positive, strong energy flowing right now. It's been flowing over the last almost a year and a half, close to it, not quite, is when I started. I started acting actually in October 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided, let me go ahead and pursue this. Let me give this a genuine shot and some real effort. And just how everything just unfolded. You know, I started off in background doing extra work, which is really pretty much the industry, the market right now in Atlanta for a lot of aspiring actors and individuals that, you know, want to get into the larger sets and larger productions. You know, right now the background is where it's at. I mean, that it gets them right on set. So anyway, for somebody, for me, you know, to book 5 projects in the first 2 weeks of saying, let me go ahead and do this. You know, and then like, all extra work, which ends up being a lot of feature extra work. But hey, and then the fifth one actually being with Greenleaf, which was their first day of production for season one, and I was part of Mavis's, that's Oprah's character. I was part of her waitstaff, and we did a couple of takes of a certain scene, and she started up a conversation with me, and you know. Like I said, by the end of the day, production, you know, they had moved me up, bumped me up to a speaking role with her.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, and all this is going to tie in to answer your question. You know, that first 2 weeks was a rough 2 weeks for me. You know, I had just lost my club in Virginia. Okay. I helped somebody out. I helped a friend out that was really in a tough situation, so I helped them out with a little, you know. And so I was pretty much sitting on empty as far as financially.
Right. Wow. All right.
I was broke. Let me just say, I was broke.
Wow.
Okay. And so with all that, those 5 projects and bookings and whatnot, those first 2 weeks of signing that. Guess what?
Right.
I had to drive. I had to go around. I was sleeping in my car. I was stopping at the hotels to get a little continental breakfast. Just walk in, get a little continental, keep moving, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
And things like that.
Do what you got to do.
Exactly. You know, and I committed myself to learning this craft, learning, you know, about acting, about filmmaking, about storytelling more so. That's what I've been doing. And now, we're at another place now, you know, with season 2 of Greenleaf. They gave my character some more depth and part of more, you know, part of the storyline a little more. And I mean, you know, you're talking about somebody just started, not even a year and a half, you know. And
exactly. Commendable. Julian, do you know how many people would just love to be in your shoes? You know, and the word that I caught was you committed. You committed to it because, you know, sometimes people, a few little things start going rough and they be like, oh, it's not for me. You know, I tried it and, you know, that acting stuff, it didn't work out. Man, I had to go, you know, I got broke, you know, and then they'll stop. But you actually committed to it and now look where you're at.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, you know. It is what it is. Like, I'll tell exactly how it is, you know, and so I'm excited, I'm grateful. Like I said, just learning to appreciate the moment. It's a lot of greatness going on, a lot of people reaching out to me just letting me know about my story, how it's inspiring and encouraging them, so that actually makes me feel good, you know. I'm using the platform right now to do different initiatives such as Men Against Domestic Violence. So I have an organization called SO, which
that's
is Save
great.
My Women. So I would go to different states and different speaking engagements, vigils, all type of awareness and prevention events. I do entrepreneur expos. I have the opportunity to go to universities and speak to some of the student bodies. And I mean, it just opens up so many opportunities and doors for me to go and give back and to motivate and encourage other people. So that's what I'm about. And so this award being honored and recognized by other individuals that are in the state of Georgia, especially Atlanta, that's heavy into acting and theater and whatnot, you know, and people put that effort, that time in, just to be honored and recognized amongst them, you know. I feel I'm grateful for it. So
you know, that's wonderful.
That's why
I really
appreciate. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And let me ask you, how did you and Julian, you know, connect? Julian?
Well,
Yeah, Julian reached out to me, and he reached out to me actually through inbox on Facebook. I've been watching
this
man work, you know, and see, I watch the whole industry, and, you know, I sit back and observe. And apparently he liked the way I move, he liked the way I work. He reached out, and we both admired each other's work. And, you know, we just said, hey, let's do some business. Actually, it was Julian's idea. And I admire the brother for recognizing what he wanted to do, for, you know, with the momentum he got and you know, the great, you know, setup he got. He working with Oprah Winfrey. How many people can say that?
How many people can say that?
Man.
Who can say that? Nobody can really say that. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Julian,
that's an inspiration right there.
It is, you know, because you're talking about somebody who made a decision a long time ago to be great, to live in their truth, to live in their truth and be great. And, you know, and she did it. She did it on them, and she did it on them, and she did it on them. She told the networks, nah, you don't have to recognize me. I got this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's exactly what I was saying.
You know, it's the same spirit that moves there, you know. So, you know, for her, and that's how she moves off of spirit. You know, I tend to my spirit, you know what I'm saying, to myself, my being, and I make sure I'm fed well and I'm vibing on the right levels and I'm putting out the right energies and just, you know, my mindset is right, you know. So that's. People in that position, they can pick up on things like that, especially when they spend time in that place in their lives. I mean, when you have as much money as you ever need to do anything you want to do, only thing you can do is tap in more into yourself. So maybe just connect and vibe with another entity like-minded, like kindred spirit, you know, and be able to, you know, because we all, you know, within the same age range or, you know, generation. So we grew up watching her. We you know, we raised on her on Oprah. You know,
exactly, and
you know, and she's very intentional with everything that
she
does. That's
right. And what I was going to say, Julian, is, you know, all the sacrifices and the commitment that you made, I'm a strong believer that, you know, the positive things that you want to do or now are able to do as a result of your success, that's why you went through all of that, so that you can, you know, use this as a vehicle to do other things to help other people, you know, with their lives.
Right.
So, you know, I feel very strongly about that. You know, now, Julian,
absolutely.
are you able to hang on with us for a few minutes? I have a few other callers that I want to bring on the line.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you guys ready for our next caller? All right.
Yeah.
Let's see who this is. Hey, caller, you are on the line, the Racing Ties Live Show. We're talking about the Atlanta Actors Awards. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Wanda from South Beach.
Okay, Wanda, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, we were just talking about you.
I heard.
Yes. So, Wanda, tell us a little bit about what you do and what this Atlanta Actors Award show means to you.
Okay. Well, for those that have, haven't watched the show before, actually, it was on True TV, the Repo Show from Miami, and I'm Wanda from the show. And right now, you know, I moved to Atlanta. I'm actually a writer, a director, and a producer. And I have...
Now, see, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, and I have a couple of projects that I've written and getting ready to produce that I have a couple of networks are looking at right now. So I love the camera. Yeah, I love the camera. I love the camera, but I also love to be behind the camera as well. So,
right.
But what this award show means to me, when I got the phone call, I actually cried. I did. You know,
wow.
It's because this is my first award, and I feel like the little that I've done actually means a lot to somebody else.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make a difference, and you know, I'm a humble person, and I just want to make a difference because, you know, sometimes our big things, our little things may be big to somebody else. So I was honored. I was so honored, and I'm just excited. I couldn't sleep for the last couple of days.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Going over my speech and what I'm going to say because I just want my speech to impact somebody out there in the audience. That's all.
Yes, definitely.
So.
Oh, my goodness, Wanda. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm looking
you're welcome.
Forward to meeting all of you. I'm so looking forward to meeting you too, Wanda, tomorrow.
Thank you.
You know, it, just like you said, you never know what you will do or say that will have an effect on somebody else's life. You know,
right.
I'm not sure if you guys know, but I wrote a book called Success Looks Good on Me, and it's just a motivational book. But I said, you know, if this book helps at least one person, I feel like I did my job. You know, that's
right.
Just one person.
Exactly.
One person just changed their habits and you know, to be a little bit more productive or whatever. I feel like okay, that's what it was meant for. You know,
right? Exactly.
And the things that you guys are doing is so inspirational to other people, and I really I appreciate Chill for giving you all this platform to connect with people because you guys are doing this every day. This is your livelihood, and now you're able to share it with people on a more local level. People can actually reach out, touch you, talk to you. And, you know, interact with you. So that's a wonderful thing.
Right.
Chill, how did
yes,
you and Wanda connect? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Wanda, what did you say?
No, I just say I appreciate everything, yes.
Definitely. Now, Chill, how did you and Wanda connect?
We met, the first time we met, I had Joe Torre here at Uptown Comedy Corner for like 6 days, 7 shows. And so I brought Joe Torre over to the Haven spot, and Wanda and her husband just happened to be there. So we introduced,
wow.
We swapped numbers, and it was like months later, I think, what, Wanda, did you reach out to me?
No, what happened was, this was over about 2 years ago, me and Chill met, and a young lady by the name of Vicky actually reached out to Chill and said, hey, listen, you know, I want to, you know, give you Wanda's name. And I didn't think that Chill remembered me. He said, yeah,
oh, wow.
I remember you. Yeah. My husband recognized him. My husband said, baby, we met him. I said, we did? He said, yeah. I say, really, for real? And then when I reached out to him, he said, I remember you. We met, remember? I was like, oh, my goodness, okay. So, you know, it's just crazy. It was just crazy.
Wow.
So,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number guy.
That is cool. Yeah, and you know what? I'm a big networker, so I love that. That's cool how you can connect, stay in touch, and then, you know, when the time is right, make something positive happen. It's all about timing,
right.
You know?
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, our timing is not always.
Racine, we family now. She invited me to a housewarming party, and guess who house does she live in right now?
Whose house?
You want to
tell
her? T-Boz from TLC. She got T-Boz.
Oh my God! Really? Oh wow! That is cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I was over there. We family now. I'm like little lucky. Come in.
You said you like little lucky.
Forty Jeffers, Memorial Barbecue. We coming.
Right. Now, Wanda, Julian is still on the line, too, and I have one more caller on the line. I want to just see if who this is. So are you guys still with me for a second?
Yes, yep, sure.
Okay, let me see who this is. This is Racine Tides Live. You're on the air live. We're talking about the Atlanta Actors Awards. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, guys. This is Cherie. How are you?
Hey,
hi,
Cherie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Yeah. Now, Cherie, tell our guests what you do and what the Atlanta Actors Awards means to you, because we're dying to know.
Oh, my gosh. Because I know the purpose or the reason behind when K-Till jumped out, I knew the day, that very night when he left that award show, what he was getting ready to do. So to see that passion behind him and that he jump out there and actually do that, it means that much more to me. But it means
Cherie, I want to make sure everybody hears you. So if you, I'm not sure if your phone is on speaker, you sound just a little muffled or like far away. I just want to make sure everyone hears what you have to say.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, perfect, great. Okay,
we want to make sure everybody hears me.
Uh-huh.
yeah, it means the world to me because I understand what the night that this happened, that this passage jumped into KTO when he decided to do this. I knew the night when he left that award show, he was about to do something. It wasn't even about him just talking or being in his feelings. I knew that he was about to do something powerful, and he did it. And it means that much more because it recognized us that actually are living and breathing this life of acting. We go through the struggles, the ups and downs, and we continue to push through even when it's not good for us, when we're homeless, when we're hungry, when we're going through, in my case, divorces and being homeless and still hosting red carpets and still being on sets but being homeless. That right there takes passion. It takes dedication. And to have someone recognize you for that in Atlanta, I have to say, is a hard-working city. Like, this talent goes hard. And they don't get recognized for anything other than reality. And not even to take anything from that, because they're hard workers as well. But there's so much more in Atlanta. The writers, the producers, from people that went from on-screen to making their own lane, writing and producing other shows. Just to see us be recognized is a tearjerker. Because it's like, you don't have to wait till you get to the Oscars. You don't have to wait for Grammys and all of that. When you have someone right here with the passion that K-Till has, and he has put on this award show, the first annual in Atlanta, it's
amazing. Right.
So
and now, Cherie, for our listeners, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do. Come a little bit closer to the phone again and tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Oh, I am an actress, and I've been acting for a few years now. I've done a lot of background work. I've done Greenleaf. I actually played Oprah's friend at the bar. And I want to say I was on the same
show
as Julian. I may not have been.
Cool.
I think I was on with Julian. I know the person that was on with me at the bar. If it was a scene, but he had a conversation with Oprah during downtime, and they actually gave him a speaking role. So it could be the same guy. I'm not sure. But
wait. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Tell the story again. What happened?
Were you in the scene with Oprah in the bar? In the cigar bar.
Finish telling what happened. I'm not. I'm asking.
She's saying she probably knows you. She's doing a networking connect.
I'm trying to picture who she is again. That's all.
So I played Oprah's bar. At first they had me walking in, and they moved somebody from the bar who was playing her friend, but not giving off enough energy. So they put me at the bar as her friend. And there was a bartender there that day who actually began to talk with Oprah during our in-between cuts, and they gave him a speaking role.
Oh, my God,
that is
you.
Yeah, that's
cool beans.
Oh, my God. Good to have you.
Right.
Okay.
So look, yeah, what, I remember when you shook her
that
hand.
Is
you said
great.
That you never wash your hand again, right?
That's cool. So look, both of you are going to be attending tomorrow night, correct?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be attending tomorrow? Yeah. That is great. So it's going to be more or less like a reunion, isn't that right, Chill?
That's right. It's going to be a reunion, baby.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
Now, I want to thank you so much, Cherie, for coming on and talking to us and telling us a little bit about what you do. We can't wait to see you tomorrow at the Atlanta Actors Awards.
Absolutely, absolutely. And tomorrow, everybody tune in to my talk show on YouTube called Say Something with Cherie. KTL will be on that next season. But Say Something with Cherie is on YouTube. Check us out. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm trying to address right now.
Okay, great. Thank you, Cherie. We'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to meeting you.
All right.
Okay. Now, we have one more caller holding on. I'm not sure if this person wants to speak, but if you do want to talk, press number one, and we will definitely get you on the line. So we have somebody else that is holding on. If you want to speak to either Julian or to Chill, press the number one, and that's equivalent to raising your hand, and I will actually get you on the line. I think Wanda had dropped off, but she's back on right now. So let me ask you, Chill, you know, I don't want to hold you guys up too long because I know we still have a lot to do to get ready for tomorrow. Where do you see this taking off in the future? Or how do you see it taking off, rather?
I see it taking off like a rocket because Atlanta has been starving for this movement right here. And the second annual, you know, ACL Actors Award is going to be major. We're talking about televised TV. We're talking about just it's going to be – you know, just as big as the Trumpet Awards. That's why I see it. And actually, we were connected with my show manager, Natasha Albuquerque. She knows Zernona Clayton. And Zernona Clayton actually asked, how can she help us? And this is the founder of the Trumpet Awards. So this thing is getting major. Y'all stay tuned.
Exactly.
Y'all stay tuned.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds great, Chill. That sounds wonderful. Now, for some of the people who are just tuning in, can you tell us some of the attendees and honorees that we have the pleasure of looking forward to seeing and meeting tomorrow night?
We got a host of people. The number one movie in America that I know y'all love, Hidden Figures, we got Miss Yolanda Calhoun, and we got Ali Epson, Reloaded, who is moving to New York the day after the award show because she's going to Greater Heights. So I had to sneeze, excuse me.
He's just so excited. He's sneezing and everything.
We just got a long list. We got some celebrities coming through. We got Jizzle Man, a Franchise Boys performing. We got Ivan Keller from the movie, Joel Fanoz performing. We have Denzel Music performing. We also have the number one R&B group, Soul For Real, with Candy Rain. They will be in the house with us tomorrow, and they got a new song, a new video.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Chill, let me ask you this. I'm getting a little bit of background noise, so I'm just going to mute some of the calls. So let me ask you this, Chill. Who are some of the people that are working behind the scenes to help make this show a reality for you? Because I know we didn't mention the number one promoter in Atlanta yet.
That's right. Dino Metro Boys is partnered up with me, as well as John Camara, the party president. And calling all the shots is Miss Natasha Albuquerque, who's an actress and she's the show manager. And she just got done doing this. What is it? Strippers? Diary of a Stripper? Something like that. But she just did this awesome stage play. And it's just so much. We got so many surprises for y'all tomorrow. I promise you, if you miss this show, if you're not there at 8, we ain't going CP time. We mean 8 o'clock sharp. If you're not there at 8, you're going to hear
sharp.
About it.
All right. Okay. Hear about it. They better be there. They better be there. So, let me just ask Julian one last question. What
what do you see yourself doing in the future, and you know, how do you look to inspire someone in the future? Because we, you know, for everyone who can't attend, I just want them to get, you know, walk away with a little bit of a nugget of information from you.
Mm.
Where do you see yourself in the future, Julian?
Well, clearly, obviously, I'm going to be working on some projects. I got a couple of projects I'm working on currently, projects of my own as far as producing and directing, as well as, you know, starring in and whatnot. And so I just want to create more opportunities. That's what I'm here to do.
Cool.
I'm here to create.
Exactly.
I'm here to create. I was fast tracked and promoted the way I was, so I can do something with it. So at the end of the day, there's going to be more opportunities for artists and creatives to come on board, and I'm actually in talks right now. I can't give away too much information at this moment, but I'm in talks right now with a new on-demand platform such as Netflix and Hulu and whatnot that's going to be doing something really major this year. So there's going to be opportunities out here. And if you're an aspiring actor, and if you find yourself having trouble trying to get into character, stop.
Right.
Stop trying to get into character. Allow the character to fit who you are.
Okay. That's great information.
And you'll nail it every time.
Right, right. That sounds great. Julian, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on my show.
No, absolutely. I look forward to meeting you in person and having
same
here. Absolutely.
Sure, we'll definitely have to have you on again when it's, you know, when we're talking more in depth about some of the projects that you and Chill are doing. We're gonna have to have you guys on again. So thank you, Julian. I'm gonna just get a few show details from Chill, but I want to thank you so much for joining us, Julian. I'll see you tomorrow.
You. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank
have a great
night.
Thank you, Julian.
Yep. Now, Chill. I want to get a few little details. Is there anything that people should know about their tickets, about parking, about just showing up? Because you said it's going to start 6 p.m. sharp is the red carpet, right?
Yeah, 6 p.m. sharp is the red carpet. I advise everybody to get there early to get the seating they want, get the interviews they want. There will be a film crew. They're going to be filming us tomorrow like a movie. So definitely want to be there. You're going to be looking good. You want to get your red carpet interview when you getting out the limo, getting out the cars. You're going to have a fashion blogger asking you what you're wearing. When you get inside, you're going to be interviewed by Saga Boss and another new red carpet host. So you have two red carpet hosts that's going to be getting all the Q&A from you on the inside. It's just going to be an awesome show. We got an awesome lineup, entertainment.
So what you're saying is I should have worked out a little bit harder at the gym, Till. Oh, my God, all these cameras everywhere.
Cameras going to be everywhere. The way they see us tomorrow is the way they're going to see us forever, because it's going to be on film, it's going to be in magazines. So make sure you okay with your look, because the whole world, we're going to be live streamed from Ustream. They're coming out of Chicago just to film us live to stream it worldwide.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to be watching us in China, Japan, Africa, everywhere.
Wow. So the Atlanta Actors Awards, Sunday, March 19th at the Museum Bar. Can you give them the address for the Museum Bar?
The address is 181 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, and that's right across from Turner Field, the Braves Stadium. You can Google it. You can't miss it. 181 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. And parking is, they have spacious parking over there right next to the building. The people that are, you know, pulling up big boy style limos, you know, you're going to be able to step out the car onto the red carpet. It's going to be our version of Hollywood, ATL style.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 6 to 8 p.m. is the red carpet. 8 p.m. sharp until 10 p.m. is the actual show. Now, Chill, you know, you've been on my show a couple of times, and I know all about you, but give us a brief little background on why, you know, who you are and what you do and why you wanted to do this, why this is so relevant to you and your career.
Well, it's because nobody really helped me out. I started as a bass artist back in 1996, K Chill and Tetris. We had the hit song mm-hmm. Set It Off. I went to acting in Stomp the Yard 2006, and then on Daddy's Little Girls, Three Can Play That Game, Motives 2 with Vivica Fox. I mean, I had my share of being an actor, so I know what it is, and it's near and dear mm-hmm. to me. Then I started the booking, you know, with Jagged Edge, Jizzle Man from Franchise Boys, H-Town. I work with those groups, and I've been a fan. So I'm all about helping people. That's why we mm-hmm. got connected with Feeding Hope USA, because we're all about helping people. And we're changing lives. We're making history, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
So, you know, that's pretty much me in a nutshell. And this Actors Award was unseen, but it was something mm-hmm. that I saw that we had to do. And it's just like this. If people had believed in Tyler Perry, he would never have had to sleep in that car. So somebody that believes in you can make and can change your life, basically. And I believe in all those
things. Somebody that believes in you can change your life.
That's right.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Now, and I think that was Wanda. Wanda, are you still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and we heard you saying somebody that believes in you can change your life. That is so true.
Yes, I was telling my brother that he's actually in town for the award show, and he's at my house. And
okay.
I told him, I said, you hear that? Anybody mm-hmm. that believes in you can change your life.
Exactly. Now, before we go, you guys, we do have a few more people who called in. So, caller, if you do want to speak to either Wanda of South Beach Toe or to Kelvin K. Chill Harris of the Atlanta Actors Award, please press number 1, and we will get to you. And, you know, that's equivalent to raising your hand. You can talk to them live. You can ask them questions. And I do have a caller that wants to talk. So, you guys ready for your last call?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Caller, you are live on the Racine Ties live show. What is your name? Are you
Cedric.
There, caller?
Cedric.
Hey, Cedric, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you? Haven't seen you since the Homeless for One Night Challenge.
Oh, this is Cedric Sims. Hey, Cedric Sims.
Hello.
And now this is an actor right here on the line, too. So let me ask
what's
you,
going
Cedric,
on,
what does...
what's happening, y'all? Yeah, big thing going down in Atlanta, man. You doing shoots
exactly.
left and right lately.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Cedric, before we go, what does something like the Atlanta Actors Award Show mean to you for working actors to get recognized? How important is that to you?
It's very important, a good chance for me for networking and things of that nature, because mm-hmm. since I'm fresh mm-hmm. in the business and everything, so it's good place for networking,
right.
rubbing shoulders and everything, you know. So
right.
it is what it is. Good place, a good time for unity, come together, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
mm-hmm.
getting together, doing our own thing, you know.
Exactly. Now, how long have you been in the game, Cedric, acting? Because I always see you posting that you're extra on a movie or a TV show. You know, how is it, you know, and how long have you been in the game doing this?
Just like since like last September, October.
Okay. So you see that it is actually work. It is actually hard work. It is a business that you have to do, right? Correct?
No, okay, well, I don't see it as work, really. I have such a passion for it and everything. I just love
mm-hmm,
every
mm-hmm.
minute of it, you know what I'm saying? I've been on the set 14,
exactly.
15 hours. Everybody trying to go home, like, come on, yeah, let's do this, y'all. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very passionate about the art. I'm very passionate about the arts and everything, so I enjoy it. I don't like to call it a job. It's what I like to do.
Right, exactly.
I'd do it for free if I had to.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean when somebody – right. What does it mean when somebody like Chill puts together an event to recognize people for something that they're passionate about already? What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot, because it's everybody's chance to get in the door, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, I'm sure a lot
mm-hmm.
of folks are refreshing the door like I am, so it's a beautiful thing. I'm glad they're doing it. I really appreciate it.
That's cool. Now, do you have any questions for Wanda of South Beach Toe or either Chill?
No, okay, well, what's the cover charge for tomorrow night?
The admission is $20. Question. Yeah, the admission is $20, the same as on Eventbrite. It won't go up at the door like most places. When you get to the door the day of, the price be jacked up. We ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're making it affordable. Mm-hmm. Everybody can afford it. Everybody can come. And, you know, we just want everybody to leave with a great experience.
That sounds nice. It sounds really nice.
All right, that's great.
That sounds like, so Cedric, I hope you're able to make it tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Like you said, we haven't seen you since Homeless for One Night. That was back in November.
Yeah, I'll make it there because this is busy tomorrow. It's like going to work tomorrow, really.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Cedric, for calling in. And you have a great night.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Be blessed. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Wow, Chill. Everybody is so excited about attending tonight. I want to thank you also, Wanda. I'm not sure if she's still there because her call keeps dropping. Are you still there, Wanda?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I want to thank you, too, for taking out time from your busy schedule to call in and share, you know, some of your inspiration and motivation and some of the projects that you're doing with us tonight, too. Thank you so much for that. And I'm looking forward to meeting you as well tomorrow.
Of course.
Can you give us, just like Julian did, can you give us a tidbit of advice to some of our listeners who are looking to be perhaps a writer, a director, or an actress?
Well, what I can give is this. Everybody's born with a passion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, us as humans, we fight our passion because we look at what's going on in the world around us, and we get intimidated by competition, and we get intimidated by maybe somebody doing something better than us. But let me tell you something: if that's your passion, and it keeps following you everywhere you go, guess what? There is no competition. So
right. Exactly.
Pursue your passion and be humble about it. I feel as though if you're not humble about what you do, it's not going to work out. You have to be humble. So that's my advice, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been having nothing but favor.
Caught you hot, girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I caught you chicken head and shouty or hate at victims. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you Don Peace, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word. Or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on I'll only call you princess, a goddess in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you because he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry.
With me. Are you guys still there?
Hello?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here. How you doing?
You know, and I want to apologize. I had some technical difficulties, so that was the first time that ever happened to me. But I want to thank you guys for hanging in there with me, and I'm so looking forward to the show tomorrow night, the Atlanta Actors Awards, Sunday, March 19th. 6 to 8 p.m. is the red carpet. 8 to 10 p.m. is the actual show, so get your butt there on time, everybody. Get a great seat. The tickets are only $20. And you said they can go on Eventbrite, right, Chill?
Yes, they can go on Eventbrite, or they can pay at the door when they get there.
Okay.
So,
okay,
just,
great.
You just want to make sure everybody get there and have a great time.
Okay, and that's at the Museum Bar, 181 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, right?
That's right.
Okay, and tell us some of the guests that you're expecting, some of the honorees and presenters, once again, to let people know who's coming.
We got, well, presenters, we got Boss Chicks, ATL, Janet Jackson, my sister Andrea. We got,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the presenters, it's just a list of presenters. We're
wow.
honoring Joe Corey, Bro Man from Fifth Floor, Clifton
okay.
Powell, comedian
mm-hmm.
Pierre from Bats on How to Be a Player, Julian
mm-hmm.
Vertano, Yolanda Calhoun from Hidden Figures, Ali Epson Reloaded from
mm-hmm.
Hidden Figures, number one movie in America. These people are going to be right here with us tomorrow receiving their awards, and you watching them on TV, you watching Chelsea Ray Stanberry. Y'all seeing these people on Snap Killer Couples, Fatal
yeah.
Attraction, Cherie, who just
man,
got a phone.
Chill, you
just,
got all of Atlanta there.
All of Atlanta going to be with us tomorrow, and it's
wow,
going to be crazy.
Chill. And I'm super excited because I'm actually co-hosting. So, you know, I'm psyched. You know, I'm psyched too. I'm just like so hyper right,
right
now. I just don't know what to do with myself. So, I, you know,
right.
Matter of fact, after I get off the phone, I got to do a little bit of some just, you know, trying to get myself together for tonight. Got my dress. I got my shoes. But, you know, there's a few little things I got to make sure. You told me cameras are going to be everywhere. So I got to, you know, just make sure everything is tight and looking right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and big shout out to Big shout out to film producer Dudley Fuqua. Him and his crew, they're going to capture the moment. They're going to capture a setting up. They're going to capture the whole show. And it's going to be awesome to see.
That
so,
sounds wonderful.
Yeah, the second annual is going to be just off the chain. The second annual is going
to okay,
be
great. Now. Now, if someone needs to contact you or for any reason regarding the show or whatever, can you give us some contact information?
Yeah, if they want to contact me for the show, you can email by Chillzone Entertainment, chillzoneent@gmail.com, or at the Instagram at KChillATL on IG. And
okay.
I prefer to email. The phone blowing up already enough, so
yeah,
I prefer to email. chillzoneent@gmail.com, or they can
okay.
message me through the Eventbrite site. A lot of people have been messaging me through the Eventbrite site, so go to the
mm-hmm.
Eventbrite. I respond to the messages right away. And, just want to throw this out there. Y'all get ready.
Uh-huh.
After this ATL Actors Awards, we doing the Base Legend Awards. We honoring 69 Boys, 95 South, Splatback,
wow.
L.A. Snow, all the bass artists that never got their props. It's going to be crazy. The
exactly.
Base Legend Awards are coming up next.
Wow, that sounds like a plan. That sounds like it's going to be hot. Wow. Oh, so, Chill, tell me, when they go to Eventbrite, what do they type in?
Oh, they just go to eventbrite.com, and it's the first ATL Actors Award. So once they pull that up,
mm-hmm. it will show up.
Yeah, it'll show up. Or they can just click on any of the sites on Facebook or Instagram. That'll take you right to the tickets. Just click on the link.
Okay, and what I have forgot to do, what I started doing today, is using the hashtag AAA2017 so that everyone can know about the Atlanta Actors Award Show in 2017.
That's right, and it'll also take you to the ticket link, too. If you can't find it for some reason,
mm-hmm.
just hashtag AAA2017. It'll take you to all the promotion and the ticket links, and boom, you'll be right there with us.
Okay. Well, I am so hyped, Chill. Like I said, I got to get off this phone, and I have to get ready for for tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I got to make sure good. You talking about all these cameras are going to be there. So thank you, Chill, for taking time out of your busy schedule to tell us about the show. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you and all the honorees. And thanks for being a blessing to everybody else, Chill.
Thank you to Julian Pano, Reed, and Wanda for calling in. Just Janet Jackson, tied up, and she was called in. But we love y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We're going to turn up and make history. Let's go. Triple
That's
2017.
Right. Let's turn up. Let's go. Tomorrow at the museum. Mortgage for your business or your property. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Racing Tides Live. I'm out of here, y'all.